Blog Talk Radio.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Bell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng, blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, Lord, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages, men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor of this church. This is James William Gregory News Network coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today is Friday, March 20th, 2015. The time right now is 8:03 a.m. Eastern Time, which is 5:03 a.m. Pacific Time, and in all the other time zones around the world, here on the Internet, coming to you here from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida, the world headquarters for Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. You can call in live right now here to Blog Talk Radio. The phone number, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. This is a 15-minute live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me on my cell phone after the broadcast if you like. 904-504-4283. Or also you can send me an email anytime you like, quakeman30@gmail.com. QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. Also check out my main website for my shows and network since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. It started in Los Angeles. It is now GNN Gregory News Network. Here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and sometimes on Instagram. And in a few moments, I'll be reading out of the Word of God, the King James Version of the Word of God, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. And I pray that you'll have a good weekend. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent from your wicked ways. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Not possibly have, not maybe have, but have everlasting life. It's not our righteousness. Our righteousness is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. It's God's righteousness. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I just started a newspaper the other day here in Jacksonville. It's entitled "The Target of Jacksonville," and I'm the publisher, me, J. Quinn Gregory Jr., "The Target of Jacksonville." It's a Christian publication, okay? It's online right now, but it can be available in the future in a printable, format. And so anyway, I'm glad you're listening to my show here on Blog Talk Radio, and God bless you. I'm broadcasting right here from my with Blog Talk Radio. I sign in, I schedule a show, and then I broadcast from any location on my cell phone worldwide on the internet. How about that for technology? Praise the Lord. And now I'm going to read out of the Holy Word of God, the Bible, Luke chapter 7, verse 22. "Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John," that's John the Baptist, "what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say he hath a devil." Now let me stop right there. You know, people, they've lied about me. They've said things about me that are not true. They call me the devil. They call me the Antichrist. And I'm not. I belong to Jesus Christ. I'm not him, but I belong to him, and I love him because he first loved me. But these Pharisees and hypocrites, they called John the Baptist, you know, a devil. They called him other things, and then they beheaded him in prison. He's a martyr for Christ. I'll see him up in heaven someday. Also, the Pharisees and hypocrites, the Sadducees, they called Jesus Christ the devil. They said he had the spirit of the devil, which he doesn't. He's God Almighty. He has the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the triune Godhead, the Blessed Trinity. And, I've been called things that are not of God, And now, I'm not perfect. I make a lot of mistakes, but I do repent, believing and trusting the Lord. And when I do sin, I confess my sin to God Almighty, and He is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Amen? Hallelujah. And, you know, I'm on a spiritual journey to glorify God. And whether people like it or not, as it says in the book of Ezekiel, you know, whether they, you know, whether they hear or forbear, they must hear the word of God. They must hear the word of God. And now I'm going to the book of John, chapter 8. And what I was just reading to you, you know, Jesus speaking here in chapter 8 of John, chapter 8, verse 40, and he's talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the hypocrites. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. And then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. Jesus Christ called these people, you know, their father is the devil, and they are. You know, if they don't believe in God, their father is the devil. Verse 44, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. The devil, Satan, he's a liar. He's the father of lies. And the thing is, Satan is going to the lake of fire. And those people who do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ into their soul by faith, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If they don't repent, unless you repent, Jesus Christ himself said, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. If an individual does not repent, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, they're on their way to the lake of fire for all eternity. The first casting into hell, and the Bible says in Revelation, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. We are in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're down to 90 seconds of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/BlakeMan70 worldwide. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor of this church. I'm a Baptist believer. Some people have said things in the past about me that are, you know, people, they just keep lying about me. I'm not saying all people, but there are evil people out there that defame my character, try to get me in trouble with other people. We're down to 60 seconds. And I pray for these people that they'll repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Less than a minute to go of this live broadcast. Lewis, happy Friday. Today's March 20th, 2015, and going to be wrapping up. Like I said, if you need to contact me, you can call me on my cell phone after this broadcast, 904-504-4283, 904-504-4283. Ye must be born again, born with the Holy Spirit of God. Once you believe in God, God gives you the Holy Spirit to indwell within you, okay? I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophet. And hang out a mark, either on the right or forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Okay, wrapping up, my name is James William Gregory, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network, coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Take care. Have a great day. Take care for now. God bless you.